Right now, Wisconsin's milk production is at an all-time high, and some of that might be due to happy cows. Stress-free cows tend to make more milk. And UW-Madison's Dairyland Initiative is helping farmers around the state design their barns in a way that keeps their animals happy and productive. Nigel Cook joins us now. He's a professor in food animal production medicine and chair of the Department of Medical Sciences in the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison. Nigel, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Also with us, Marika Pennerman. She's a U.S. champion cheesemaker from Thorp, Wisconsin, and she's also the first woman to win the Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmer Award. Marika, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, too.
Nigel, let's start with you. You're head of a UW project called the Dairyland Initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and what your goals are with it?
Sure. It really came out of a history of our group here in the School of Veterinary Medicine working with farmers in the state trying to help them solve problems. And we came to a realization that our housing recommendations 10-plus years ago weren't as they should be, and we were seeing some issues related to what was happening in our state. So we developed an online resource, a training program through a series of workshops and through our own herd consultations directly with farmers, basically wanting to make available the best possible resources and information for all of our producers to build better facilities for dairy cattle.
How long have we known, I mean, it makes sense, but how long have we known that this is true, that happy cows produce more milk?
I think we've always aspired to keeping our cows happy, but I'm not sure we've done sufficient research or looked at our cows enough to know what exactly makes them happy. And so I think our efforts and the efforts of colleagues over the last 10 years have done exactly that. We've asked the cow more about what she needs, and when she's told us what she wants, we've really got a great group of producers out there that have been willing to take our information, put it in place, and see the results.
You said you've asked the cow what she needs. Can you tell us more about what that means and how you ask a cow what she needs?
Yeah, we've put video cameras up. We've tracked dry matter intakes. We've tracked health records. Developed metrics to track milk production and monitored health things like lameness and made associations and done a lot of behavioral-based research to sort of design the facility around the cow and what she needs to maximize resting time, to optimize intakes, and ultimately lead to a happy cow that's also a healthy and productive one for the farmer.
And Marika, I want to turn to you now. At your farm, I understand you make cow happiness a top priority. Can you take us inside your barn and tell us what you do that keeps your cows calm and content?
Yes. I always call our cows our good at cows because they help us produce. We ask them to produce a very high quality of milk, to produce a very high quality of Gouda cheese. So it's for our best interest also to have the right conditions for the cows. We offer tours for people to come and look at the cows. And we always say we have a cow spa. so all the things, the barn is completely designed for the well comfort of the cow. You can farm in many, many different ways. I always say a farmer put in a lot of hours and you can farm and you have to farm in a way that fits. It's your way of living. So you have organic and you have GMO-free grass-fed cows. And I can always speak. I can only speak from how we farm. We have a freestyle barn. That means that the cows walk around freely in our barn. We have four lactating groups, and then we have two groups that are our maternity leave cows. So they are dry cows. We have sand bedding. Sand bedding. It's like us laying on the beach, I always say.
Wow.
And, it is just very comfortable. Not not all farms are suitable to do it, but when we started building at this current location about 3-4 years ago, for us, sand bedding was very essential, was very high on our list. We have ventilators because when we ask them to produce a high quality of milk, they produce all this warmth around the cow. And if the cow cannot get rid of the warmth, then the cow is not comfortable. So a cow drinks a bathtub of water. And often people ask me, why are your cows not going outside? Well, we think we can take better care of them by having them inside. We do not have the circumstances to have the cow outside because, again, when they produce the milk, they have all that heat around them. If there's not enough trees or if there is not enough shade around, then it's nice for us to look at the cow, but it's not always nice for the cow to be outside. Also, if they have to walk a very long distance for water, that's not for the well-being of the cow either. And there are farms that have those circumstances, but we don't have that. So we have our cows inside where they have shade, where they have sand bedding, they have a ventilator. We have cow brushes. The cow brushes are very phenomenal, too.
Is that for scratching the cow's back?
Yes. As soon as the cow touches the cow brush, it starts rotating, so it is also energy saving. But the cow touches it, and it goes for the whole thing. It starts by the head, and it ends by the butt, or the other way around. it's again for the cow to feel well, and it also keeps the cow cleaner, and that helps for us for the quality of the milk also.
We're talking right now with Marika Pennerman, a U.S. champion cheesemaker from Thorp, Wisconsin, also the first woman to win the Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmer Award. Also with us is Nigel Cook, a professor in food animal production medicine and chair of the Department of Medical Sciences in the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison. And Nigel, we just heard all about what Marika does with her cows to keep them happy. A lot of things going on there. Sand bedding, ventilators, the right temperatures, back scratchers that kind of give the cows a head-to-toe little back scratch there. Does that sound about right? What else would you add to the list?
I think that's great. I think you have to remember that our cows are metabolic athletes, so they need to be pampered if they're going to perform like Olympic champions. So sand bedding to conform to their bodies as they lie down, so they get to rest for 12 hours a day, cooling because they had a large fermentation vat. They get heat stress before humans do, so we have to be conscious of that. So fast-moving air, cooling air, sufficient bunk space, making sure that the cows can all have access to the fresh feed as it's delivered. So making sure all the cows can eat at the same time, because we have to remember that even though a lot of the times we're keeping them in housing, indoors, they're herd creatures and they like to do the same things at the same time. They like to be in socially stable groups, so our industry's worked really hard these last few years of keeping groups together so that the animals don't have to do what I call the meet and greet all the time. They can create these very stable groups where they recognize each other, leads to a more calm, predictable environment. Cows like predictability. They like things to be the same. And making sure we're bringing plenty of clean, fresh air and cool air into the barn, those are, you know, really what we refer to as biological standards. 10 years ago, we made sure that the roof didn't collapse when the snow came down. Yeah. Now we're smarter than that. We're building the barn around the cow, giving her what she needs. And as Marika says, that a lot of people still expect our cows to graze, and that's very nice some of the time. But when it's pouring with rain or blistering hot, when the land is wet like it is now after these storms, it's pretty nice to develop an environment that we have a little more control over, where the cow can continue to rest and eat and be comfortable and be given the spa treatment.
Nigel, do you remember, I don't know how many years it was ago, but there was some ad from California saying Californian cows were happier than Wisconsin. I mean, the implication was then, you know, Wisconsin cows, and so the product there was better. I mean, is there something to that? Are cows happier in California because the climate is nicer, or are Wisconsin cows more miserable because they got to live through rain and snow and sleet?
The environment is definitely different, and so I'd say it's actually a little easier to dairy cows in California than it can be in a Wisconsin winter. We can create, you know, you have to remember cows are tremendously adaptable. They're not, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all. You don't have to keep cows in one particular circumstance. They will adapt and do great things, and we've got large free-stall facilities where we can give them shade, give them comfort, and the cows do extremely well in those environments. At the same time, we've got grazing herds that also do a terrific job, and where the land is great and the climate is good, then that's exactly what we should do with cows. But we shouldn't look at those different systems as one precluding the other. I think we can adapt to the cow and give her the environment she needs.
Marika, your signature cheese, it's called Marika Gouda, is made just hours after your cows get milked. How important is the character, I guess, of that milk to getting the cheese just right? And do you think, you know, that you would be able to get that same quality without everything you do to make sure that your cows feel good?
No, I think that if the cow doesn't feel good, you will taste it right away in the milk. So for us, it's very important to make sure that our ladies are taken well care of. And I always say, too, it's not, well, the cold weather, well, it's the heat that they are struggling the most with. I always say in the winter, it's not the cow that is cold, it's the farmer. And my husband heard me say that one time to a group, and he laughs. It's not the farmer, it's the farmer's wife. And he's kind of right about that. But no, for us, it's very important. And I think having the milk straight from the cows, we actually, when the cows get milk, we have a pipeline that goes straight into our production room here at the cheese. So we actually don't cool down the milk, and the transportation of the milk is very minimized. So the high quality of milk that the cows are producing, you can taste that right away. I think the freshness and being well taken care of the cows, that helps.
Marika, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And Nigel, appreciate you being on with us too.
Great, thank you.
That was Marika Penderman, a U.S. champion cheesemaker from Thorp, Wisconsin, and also Nigel Cook there with us, a professor in food animal production medicine and chair in the Department of Medical Sciences in the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison. And they were both with us to talk about why happy cows make more milk and also what it takes to make cows happy.